This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have a very long day ahead of me, so I'm going to need to keep this thing moving.
This is Hour 19 of Fourier's 25 for 25. 25 hours on the radio with the goal of raising $25,000 for the American Diabetes Association.
Let's do this!
Brought to you by Test Strips, Think Inside the Box, Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health, Omnipod Insulin Management System, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, and AtlanticPowerCleaning.com. To make a donation, visit WEEI.com/25. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, Christian is going on 18 hours. I think it's 18 hours that you've been on the air, and it's 25 for 25. And Christian has been, yesterday he set up some great guests, afternoon show, Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr is today at 2:30.
Today is Bobby Orr.
Ray Allen at 3.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And if Lou does his job, David Ortiz. So David, I'm really leaving. If we could really kind of create, you know, finish the cycle of what we were calling the Mount Rushmore of interviews, starting with Larry, Brady, or, I mean, what else? Who's left?
Well, I mean, you got this guy to come in here and do our show.
Yeah.
And without this guy, there would be no Tom Brady. Can I say that, Alex Guerrero? Or,
I don't know about that. That's a big stretch.
Maybe we should say without you, Tom he'd already be retired somewhere. He might not be able to. He might not still be pliable. So Alex Guerrero is here. Great to see you.
It's great seeing you. Thank you.
We were talking about food earlier. Please disregard any of the food items that you see in the studio here. There's some Pringles around, and there's some donuts and things like that.
I'm ready to trick or treat in here. It's like Halloween. It's good. Yes.
But I don't know if were you listening on the way in. I mentioned the strawberry thing. The strawberry thing, is that a you thing or is that a Tom thing?
Maybe a little bit of both things.
A little bit of both.
You know, it is a nightshade, so there are some inflammatory time periods with it. But it's not like it's a big deal. I think mostly Tom just doesn't like the texture of strawberries.
Yeah, well, Danielle, texture is a big thing with food.
I'm a huge texture person.
You can't eat eggs.
No, can't eat eggs because of the texture. And then if in any type of meat, if there's any kind of gristle or like a fat thing or a tendon thing and my teeth hit it, I'm done. I'm checked out.
Is that like a childhood thing?
No.
Like,
yeah.
Hurry up and eat your eggs. You're like.
My grandmother used to try to force feed them to me.
Really?
Yeah. Because she's like, eat that. And I'm like, I don't like them. And now I have this gross aversion to eggs.
Not like Cool Hand Luke version, right?
No. Okay.
How did you and Tom end up meeting, Alex?
We met through Willie McGinnis.
That's
he was
what
the very
Christian
first client I had here in Boston. That was, 21 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
Jesus.
That was a long time ago.
I know.
It goes by fast.
I know.
I remember seeing you in there. You look like a skinny little tight end coming in there. And
I was a skinny little tight end. What do you mean? Looked like.
Now, but you look like you can still play. You look like you can still play.
Oh, stop it. Somebody asked me that.
And I was like, okay, if I had 2 months and I could work with you every day, twice a day for 2 months, I actually think I could do it. And that's, I mean, I think, but there would be a lot of discipline and sacrifice involved with that. I don't know if I'd want to do it. And pain.
Maybe a play or two.
Red zone threat. I mean, they're having issues in the red zone. I mean, I can't go run a corner route. I can run a corner route. So, I think it's, you've been around. I mean, honestly, I was telling these guys, I wanted to tell this story. Because I hadn't seen you in a while. I remember I brought Kim by because she had migraines.
Yeah.
Right. And you were working on her neck. And I hadn't seen you in a while. And I saw you at Brady's Best Buddies tournament, flag football game.
Yeah.
And, man, I was hurting. I mean, I couldn't. I my foot was numb. I couldn't walk.
You were walking like you just got off a horse.
Yeah, and I remember I had like two injections in my shoulder. I was going to have surgery on that and my knee. And I, for some reason, man, I just like I was like, man, what's up? You know, I was like, dude, I am dying. Like, I have got to come in. And you're like, come on in. Like, the very next day I was there. And I couldn't work out. I couldn't run. I couldn't lift at all. I couldn't bench press. I couldn't do a push-up. I mean, not to, you know, be the ambassador for TB12 or Alex Guerrero, but it was such an unbelievably significant difference in my body. I cannot express it enough. And I just feel since then, and I call you all the time, and I thank him like crazy because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep on my right side. I have not had one injection. I go there every other week. I work with Brian, who's awesome. And I just like, man, I would really love to bring you in. I kept bugging you, man. We just got to talk about this. There's so many layers to what you do, and there's so many misconceptions of what you do. You know, and I have some questions, and we've debated back and forth about some of your philosophies. I just think it's extremely interesting, not only what you do, but who you are and your relationship and your legacy, which is now connected to Brady and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I think it's very, and I think we got to learn all this stuff before the two of you move off together to wherever you guys are going. You and Tom.
I'm only moving 40 minutes away from where I live
now. Yeah, I know. So let's clear that.
I'm not going very far.
Do you and Tom, do you guys do everything together so you had to put the house on the market? You had to put it on the market?
It was a good time. It was a good time to sell.
It's a good time to sell. But you're not moving out of state. So that's what everybody thought. So everybody's like, hey, Tom put his house on the market, and then Alex Guerrero put his house on the market. But that was just a coincidence, or it just happened that way.
Yeah, it was a good time to sell.
Yeah.
I've got four kids, and, I've got two that are married, two that are off in college. And so we're just, my wife and I decided it was time to downsize.
Yeah.
And it was a good time to sell, and we wanted to be closer to, the grandchildren. And we have a granddaughter lives in Plymouth with our daughter and son-in-law. And so we wanted to spend some more time with her and be closer to her. And so it worked out great for us.
Yeah. Can you confirm my report that Tom bought a house in Greenwich, Connecticut?
Are you owning that report now, right? Yep. You're owning that report.
I broke it. Nobody else broke it. I broke it.
I love that. That's great.
So you met Tom because you were working with Willie. And then how did you guys end up coming up with, like, from a philosophy perspective, the TB12 method? Like, did it develop over the years?
Yeah, it was a process of over time, I think. Much like my experience with Christian early on, Tom came because he had an issue with his elbow and it wasn't going away and he was having a hard time with it. And we spent, 3 days working on it and it got better. And that through a series of other issues that he had that we were able to work through, we developed a really close relationship. And between that and what his goals were to try to play as long as he could possibly play, we thought, okay, well, we're going to have to think about how we train and how we eat and how we recover. And so together we came up with the TB12 method.
And when you look at his career and how he's been able to extend it, how much do you think that the TB12 method has had to do with that? I mean, is it 50%? Is it 75%? Is it 100%?
That's a great question. Listen, I'd like to give myself a lot of credit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not giving myself. No, it really is. You guys know him so well. You guys get to talk to him every week. He really does have a love for the game. He's very passionate. He's very committed. So he makes it really easy. Like, my job is really, really easy, right? I get to be there to support what he wants to do. And so, I look at it as just being a great teammate. To him in what he's looking to try to accomplish. So we're going to try to do as long as we possibly can.
I think sometimes you hear some of the stuff like for instance, the water. What is it? How much water? What does he drink? Is it like 80 gallons of water a day?
How many of those? What is that? What is that right there? How many ounces is that?
And you say,
this
year
is 20 ounces.
So how many of those?
He drinks a lot of them.
What?
I mean, he's used to. He walks around with his, his water container, and he's drinking with throughout the whole day.
He's kind of like the water police. I mean, he's like yelling at the media, like, get your water. I mean, the guy, he wants everybody drinking.
Well, you know, it's so funny because people always ask me, like, what's one of the best things they can do for themselves? And I always tell people, I'm like, listen, the most inexpensive thing that you can do for your health is to hydrate. Like, drink water.
It's just hydrate.
Everyone's dehydrated.
Yeah, they really are. It's a chronic problem.
It is.
Really?
Yes. Like, it's a huge problem. People just don't think of it and they don't realize it. But, the element of dehydration is just such a chronic issue that connects to so many things.
Yeah. And your muscles are 80% water. So, you know, we're looking
at 80% fat.
So
I'm not glad.
You
look pretty good. I'm looking at you over here. You look pretty
bad.
Good. I don't buy.
I'd like a little couple free sessions or something over at the.
We'd love to have you
come over there
anytime
and,
you want.
You know, do some kind of a workout thing or whatever. But
that's why the hydration thing. You know, and of course, you know, fortunately and or unfortunately, with Tom, everything becomes, you know, hypersensitive.
Of course.
And it's,
yeah.
You know, so he says,
no,
drink a lot of water.
People.
Yeah.
What?
And so, but yeah, I think. You know, hydration is a very important part of being able to maintain, you know, your tissue pliability. And it's something that we talk about. And we talk with all our clients about.
What's the worst thing you've seen him eat? I mean, like, you know, fettuccine Alfredo or, I mean, does he ever sit down and does he ever get extra cheese on it? Like an extra, like a meat lover's large.
He's actually pretty disciplined. He's pretty disciplined. I mean, you know, you have your fun days.
Yeah.
And there's fun foods. And
he has like one cheat day a year.
Centuries.
One cheat meal a year or something like that. But off season, does he, I mean, is he as active when it comes to the TB12 method and to just working out? Is he off season as active as he was when you guys first started working together?
Yeah. You know, we always say you can't unknow what you know, right? Once you have an experience and it's a great experience, like you can't forget that great experience. And I think for him, as with most of our clients, when they come in and they experience, you know, a change, you know, like Christian doesn't have hip pain. He's able to wake up in the morning and get out of bed and walk and go to the gym and now do the things that he enjoys doing. When people experience those things, like, you can't forget that. So you don't really want to go back. So it isn't like he doesn't enjoy some of those fun foods. We all do, right? We really preach moderation in all things. I think sometimes the media takes things out and you know, avocado ice cream is a big joke.
Yeah.
We laugh about it all the time.
I was going to say, what's it?
Little piece of an article, and that's what they ran with was avocado ice cream. So now everything is avocado, right? And so,
well, I think.
But for us, it really is a balance. It's moderation in all things. I say too much of a good thing is not a good thing. Just like, you know, too much of a bad thing obviously is not a good thing.
Well, I think there's always been, like, it's probably weird to you. There's always kind of a, like, a mystery about you. Like, you know, this guy's with Tom and he's like, what, you know, is he in the middle of the night, is he whispering in Tom's ear, no strawberries, no avocado ice cream? But I mean, it's probably interesting to you how much the media has digested kind of that relationship between you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me. I listen and we laugh and, you know, it provides, you know, some good balance for Tom and I as we, you know, deal with whatever else we're dealing with, whether it's trying to, you know, deal with some of the bumps and bruises, get them ready for the weekend. And then we get to laugh about some of these things.
Yeah.
It's quite funny to us.
I mean, you're almost like this, like when we talk about just this folk hero almost. It's weird. You know, when I see you, it's like people like you just have so many questions about you. But if you're walking around just by yourself and someone recognizes you, do they come up to you and say, you know what, I have this pain in my shoulder.
Yeah.
Do you think you could? What do you think it is? You know, does that happen? It does,
all
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I can only imagine, like, how many times you think Brady has it tough, like walking through the streets. You probably got it worse.
No, I don't know.
You know, I wanted to go back to so the genesis of what is now TB12. In the beginning, there used to be a lot of guys roaming around the NFL, and they were practicing what I knew as ART, which was active release technique. At least that's what I was told it was. And it was similar to what you do maybe in its infancy. I'm not sure. But is that kind of where you started as far as learning, you know, how to manipulate the muscles and the tendons and kind of making them pliable?
Yeah, I think, no, where I started really was incorporating some of the principles of traditional Chinese medicine and then some of the Western principles of manual therapy. So ART is its is that totally different in and of itself.
Yeah, there's, totally there's no relation to what you do and ART, which is known as ART.
Not really.
Okay.
But I always say that, you know, because people know what ART is, yeah, especially in the athletic community. Yeah. They certainly do. So it's easier for me just to go, yeah, it's similar to that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
rather than me just to try to explain, you know, the connection between the mind and the body and how we view how tissue should function or how the body should function. Like I always tell all of our clients, like, we should never allow the body to dictate to us how it's going to function. We should tell the body how we want it to function. And
well, like some kind of a mind meld kind of a thing?
A Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
So when you come in, Greg, there's going to be some chimes, and we're going to bend, and there's going to be a bowl. And you're, I'm just kidding. There's some feathers and some bones. No.
Only for your session.
Body, please. So really, for you guys, I feel like Tom, when you hear him on the show with us on Mondays, He was talking about, you know, kind of mindfulness, you know, he spent 11 minutes with us kind of talking about mindfulness and about in a roundabout way about Antonio Brown. So it's really for you guys. It's about the mind controlling the body, not the body controlling the mind.
Yeah, I think there's a connection between them. Right. I say to be physically fit, you need to be emotionally stable. Be emotionally stable means be mentally sound. Being mentally sound leads you to be physically fit. I think there's a very strong correlation between those. So when you separate those emotions in a treatment, for example, for us, part of our method really is trying to connect the physical with the emotional with the mental. And so you're going to get those. So I can have, you know, 10 clients come in with the exact same issue, but all 10 of them are going to have completely different treatment programs. Because they're going to be in different places emotionally. They're going to be in different places mentally. They're going to be in different places physically. It's just, so everything, you know, based on our method is based on it being custom to that person.
What is the plan for you guys when it comes to TB12? Do you guys want to open up more of these around the country? You've got the two here. Kind of, what do you guys see for the future? Do you want to have a ship like the Scientologists?
Only if it could have your face on it. If we could have your face on the back of the ship, we might do that.
Wait, so this is the ship I'm going on? Wait, this? Are you sure? Like, check the itinerary. Hold on.
Well, listen,
this is it.
With a little one of Christian maybe on the side.
No, but listen, there's so much speculation about Tom. And so I think there's people who say, I wonder if Tom is thinking this is what's next for me is I'm going to do TB12 with Alex and we're going to spread, cause we believe in it. So, you know, so firmly that we're going to kind of spread it around the country. Is that kind of,
yeah,
what?
You know, people ask all the time if he's very involved, and he's very involved. You know, he knows what's going on with the business. He's very integrated into the business. He's very vocal about the business. He certainly has experienced it. Now this is going into our 16th year together of working out. So, you know, it's something that we're passionate about. We want to open up. We really want to be able to be there for more people. And I think, you know, Tom has, again, been the beneficiary of what we're doing through the method. And now he just wants to share the feeling with everybody else. Like, pain is a very real thing. There's a lot of people out there that have a lot of neck pain and back pain and shoulder pain or whatever, right? And it becomes very debilitating when it becomes chronic. And he's experienced how not to have it be chronic. And I think he really wants to share that with as many people as he possibly can.
Alex Guerrero is our guest during Christian's 25 for 25.
Yeah, so as you're listening, let me give a shameless plug here. If you'd like to find out or donate some more, go to weei.com/25 so we can get that 50K before the show is over. You know, I was curious to know, what do you think the greatest challenge is for you, TB12, as far as growth? Is it because it is a unique skill set? You know, and I'm in there all the time and I see the guys you have working. But man, if you're going to expand this thing, is that one of the toughest, I guess, challenges for you, is finding, I guess, maybe recruiting or finding therapists and then training them, teaching them? And then, because there's not a lot of you and there's a lot of people that need the help.
Yeah, it was early on. We certainly have been focused on that over the past few years. And so now we've developed a training program. So I think in Foxborough, our center in Foxborough, we're looking to make that kind of the education center where we bring all the therapists that, that we're looking to employ to come in, and we put them through a training program where they get to learn, you know, our manual therapy techniques, along with, you know, things about being mindfulness and how to connect with their clients. And so now we feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to train a lot of therapists and kind of spread them out.
So is what is the, I guess, there is this, I think people, a lot of people, really, the majority of people in the athletic side and the therapy side, I think they're really conditioned to the that old way of thinking, which I almost feel will never change unless that person that is kind of holding on to that old way is kind of smacked in the face with almost like a new reality, call it a Neo moment. You know, like you finally see the grid and you see what really it should be done. I guess, how challenging is it for you to guys to change that philosophy and that way of thinking about the way things used to be done, the ultrasounds, the STEM, all that stuff, which you guys don't even have in your building?
Right. You know, it's I would think one of the big things is that people didn't think it was evidence-based. You know, we try to, we feel that we really are evidence-based. When you look at evidence-based practices, you know, exercise certainly is evidence-based. Like, there's a lot of evidence that supports that exercise is good for you. And manual therapy is also evidence-based. There's a lot of evidence and data that supports that manual therapy is very effective and efficient for helping people get rid of pain. And there just isn't a lot of evidence that supports a lot of those other modalities. And so therefore we don't have them. So the challenging thing, I think, is that most facilities, right, have ultrasound and STEM and, you know, HIVA mats and laser, cold lasers and cryo tanks and, you know, all these other things that we simply just feel like, you know, if I have, you know, 60 minutes with somebody, you know, it's a very, you know, time is valuable, right? Especially to a professional athlete. Like, you know, like you don't have a lot of time. And most of our clients don't have a lot of time. And so I want to try to get as much as I possibly can out of the time that I have with them. So to do that, to do using a therapy that really doesn't generate much value doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It would be good to keep AB away from the cryo.
Yeah, you think?
There's a good example.
There you go. Thanks, Greg, for bringing that up. Supported my point.
Alex Guerrero is here with us. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to force 5 Popeye's chicken sandwiches down your throat. Have you had the Popeye's chicken sandwich? No way.
I have not, but I heard Danielle just absolutely loves them.
Tremendous.
Them. Oh, I got to try one.
That's not a part of the TB12. It can't be part of the TB12.
I have never had one, but I'm looking forward to. Listen, okay. If it raises money for
there
Christian,
you go.
For what we're doing.
Hold on. How much will somebody give for an order? First of all, you got
to
get the Popeye chicken sandwich.
No, it'd have to be Tom. Like, you'd have to get a lot of money, and it would have to be that Alex goes today, he finds Tom, and he says, Tom, you won't believe this, but you have to eat 3 Popeye's chicken sandwiches before Sunday.
Somebody's willing to give $2 million
it's evidence-based.
If you eat 3 of these.
It's evidence-based. I just figured this out. You have to. All right. We will be right back.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show this Monday morning after the game. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Ram Black Friday sales event. Get employee pricing plus on a new commercial truck. Visit 495ram.com. Patriots and the Eagles coming up on Sunday. Injury report yesterday, the first of the week. No Nate Ebner. Limited action for Patrick Chung, Matt Lacoste, and Danny Shelton. Will we see N'Keal Harry this weekend? Bill Belichick asked about that at his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what the track is. Go out there every day and try to get better. He's done a good job of that. He's worked hard. He's improved. Like all of our players have that are out there working. That's what we do expect, but he's done a good job of that. He's a lot better than he was, you know, earlier in the year or even 2 weeks ago.
Thursday Night Football tonight kicks off week 11, 5-4 Steelers at the 3-6 Browns. We will join it at 8 via Westwood One after Mud at Night with Tommy Curran live at the Encore Casino On Deck Burger Bar. That is from 6 till 8. We had Adam Schefter on the show last hour, Sporting Christians 25 for 25K, and Adam says he's skeptical, is the quote, skeptical that the Kaepernick workout will indeed happen this Saturday. Celtics beat the Wizards 140-133, highest point total for the Celtics since 1992. Carson Edwards, 18, career high in support of Kemba, Tatum, and Jaylen, who all were in 20-point-plus range in scoring. Isaiah Thomas, 18-7 in the loss in his return, got a standing ovation. Cy Young's to Justin Verlander and Jacob deGrom in the baseball news. This is the Greg Hill Show, and today's high temperature, 40 degrees. If you're in search of a car battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures, AutoZone has you covered. They have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to plow through winter, tested in the most extreme conditions so you can count on them to deliver when you need it most. Just visit AutoZone.com to learn more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Fourier's 25 for 25, raising funds for the American Diabetes Association.
Make your time count and join hundreds of thousands of American Diabetes Association volunteers to make a difference through community outreach, event support, and advocacy. Find your fit at diabetes.org/volunteer.
Visit WEEI.com/25. Now back to the Greg Hill Show with Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Getting a little more mindful because Alex Guerrero is here and Christian is here, and
we're close.
You're getting close.
I'm getting a little excited.
Well, you're loopy.
49,978.
Awesome.
And you've been up since what time did you get up yesterday?
5:30 a.m.
Yes,
5:30 a.m. yesterday. Yeah.
So you've been you've been up for well over 24
hours.
Don't
even know how long I've been up anymore.
Which isn't that like one of the most dangerous things that you can do? Well, they say that.
Not
like,
really helpful for your longevity.
Yeah. How many hours? Oh, I got a question for you. TB12 method wise, Alex Guerrero wise, how many hours of sleep do you recommend?
At least 8.
At least 8. Okay. Man.
You think you're getting eight?
I don't get
Greg
eight.
Gets like
I get,
four.
I get
tops.
Like 4 or 5 or something like that.
I mean, but you have to watch sports. You have the worst job though.
I mean, the worst time slot. I have a lot to. I got to watch Netflix. I got to watch.
I'm not watching sports. A night game, a Thursday night football game. No.
What about eating? Like, what time? Like, is the time you choose to eat dinner really important? Some people say eat it really early.
Yeah.
Or you don't worry about that kind of stuff. Like, you don't get that deep into it.
We do. Yeah. but it does very vary for people, right? Like, the idea behind TB12 is to help each of our clients sustain how they have defined what peak performance means to them. Right? So we're not trying to get everybody to become like Tom Brady. We're trying to get everybody to become their best version of themselves. And, you know, so if you were to come in and, as a client, we'd talk to you about what your lifestyle was like. We'd ask you, you know, again, work schedule, home schedule, you know, play schedule, all of those things. We'd talk to you about what your fun foods are, you know, what your habits are, what your, along with your goals for
how
to sustain.
What if your answer is every food is a fun food, Alex?
I think people.
We're going to bring balance into your life here, Greg.
I think I have a. And listen, I want you to be the best version of yourself. Now get over here, take your shirt off, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. What do you see? I'm ugly.
Yeah. I just think, you know, I mean, you look at how long do you think, if Tom wanted to, how long do you think he could play at the level that he's playing at? Do you think it's another 5 years? Like, what do you, I mean, you know him better than anybody.
Well, you know, it all comes down to commitment, really. No one thought you could play, you know, at the elite level in your late 30s, your early 40s. That's something we've always felt that we could do. And so I've just really, you know, wanted to be there to help him accomplish that goal. I certainly do believe that 45 is a very realistic goal. So, you know, we talk about it all the time. Like, every year, he just adds another year because he goes in. He's like, guys, just feel so good still. Like, I think I'm going to go to 45. I'm like, okay. Then it's like, now he's like, Alex, I think I can go like 46 or 47.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
This is good.
Oh, every team in the NFL just said, did you hear that? Why are we taking?
Yeah. Football's a violent sport. I think I heard Christian talk about the sports earlier, like which sport was the hardest sport.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I see athletes from every pro sport. And I think I would agree with Christian. Like, football is a brutal sport. You're in a car crash every single week. And so you never really know what it is, but you try to do your best to prepare for the impact and for the ramifications of the impact. And that's really what we've tried to do with our clients and with Tom, is try to do our workouts and our diet and our recovery based on how we feel he's going to take most of the impact during the course of any given Sunday.
I know you can't boil it all down to, quick, 3-4 quick, easy things, but just based on kind of as you guys have worked through this, you talked about drinking water. Water may be the most important thing you do. You talked about sleep. Any other things that, when it just comes to general well-being and feeling good, any other things that you guys have really kind of boiled it down to, besides not eating strawberries?
Avocado ice cream. Again, it comes down to pliability. We say you shouldn't do anything at the expense of pliability. Like, I think people don't take care of that part of their body enough, right? You go to your doctor, you get an annual physical, right? You're looking at you're doing your blood tests, you're doing all those things, but no one ever really comes in to see how they're all the muscles that correlate to how they function on a daily basis affect their overall health and well-being, their wellness. And so I think one of the, outside of, again, hydration, eating a sensible, well-balanced diet, getting enough rest, like, those are all things that seem fairly simple and easy. That's common sense, right? But taking the time out of your schedule to come in and get some good, real good tissue work, I think is very important as it relates to how you want to function and move through the course of the day.
Where do you stand on, I'll ask this for Gronk, on CBD and its effectiveness? Should that be a part of, and you think Tom Brady would ever use CBD?
Yeah, that's great. And Gronk's the best. I love him. He's awesome. We see him, he probably comes, and every time he's here in town, he's in our facility. So it's great. And I would say that, As a supplement, I think it's wonderful. I think anything that people can do and take that helps them feel better, I'm a proponent for.
You're a proponent. And you think Gronk could, if he wanted to, he could play in a couple weeks?
I don't know about a couple weeks. We need to get his weight back up. I don't know about a couple weeks. But I certainly think from a physical perspective, physically, he's now back to the point to where I certainly think he could play if he, chose to and had a desire to come back and play.
Alex, what's your take on intermittent fasting? Because I know there's a lot of people that have the theory that, giving your body a break from all that energy going into digestion can then maybe divert that energy to healing. What do you think about that?
And I think that's true. I believe in it. We have a lot of clients that do it, and so we support it. And again, it depends on, what their schedule is and how we're able to, fit that into the program.
Okay. Greg's on a 22 eating, 2 off.
is there, since we're this
He's
whole...
on an eating fast plan, yeah. not an intermittent
I'm on
fast
intermittent,
plan.
Intermittent vodka. Vodka and food.
Does that
diet.
Work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it infused with anything?
That's what I do.
You look great, though, Greg. I don't know. I might have to adopt some of your principles.
You're being way too polite.
We have a Greg Hill TB12 plan.
I think I'm gonna come over. I wanna come over. I'm gonna go to Boylston Street. Or
yep.
I mean, I saw Alex. It was a couple weeks ago when I was at Davio's. We were both at Davio's in Foxborough. And I was having like some kind of pasta thing, and he was having one hunk of kale with nothing on it.
It was a cauliflower steak.
I was having a steak, and he was having a cauliflower steak. Was what it was. But I mean, listen, there are people who asking like, how often can you use insurance? Like, if you go to TB12, how often are people able to use their insurance for that?
Yeah, we are a private pay facility. And primarily because we wanted to, be able to have each person's care be independent to them. We didn't want to be dictated to by an insurance company to say, oh, you got to have, 10 minutes of sound and 10 minutes of heat and 7 minutes of, whatever modality to just to you know, be able to bill the insurance. I never felt that you could really create much progress in healing doing it that way. And so we are private pay. Each of our body coaches spend 60 minutes. It's one-on-one. So you'll get, you know, a one-on-one 60-minute session with your body coach at TB12.
And is sound a part of that? Like, is sound a part of healing?
Sound as in...
Well, you said sound. Like,
oh, ultrasound.
Or, okay.
Sorry about that.
But does music...
When I say sound to you, it means music.
I think music is great. Do you think does music... But no, but can music be a part of healing?
I certainly.
Yeah. Tibetan singing bowls. A lot of practices will use that for you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. We're going to have it in your session.
All right. I'm
in. The GH00 method uses Bruce.
I'm in.
You know, since we are doing this benefit to support research and insulin affordability and awareness, I think maintaining certain glucose levels and diet, and I'm just curious to know what's been your experience with that, how you deal with that. Athletes that come to you for either treatment or training. What's your experience been with that?
Yeah, we have a lot of clients that come from, you know, all aspects, professional, college, high school, kids that are type 1, type 2 diabetics. It's very prevalent in sports. And I think, you know, early on when I started 30 years ago, you know, if you were, you know, suffer from diabetes back then, it was like, okay, well, it was almost like a, you're not going to be able to play sports type of thing. And so a lot of kids were kind of told they couldn't play. They needed to go do something else. And I think over the course of, you know, through the years, the education, certainly the treatment that's been out there, it's gotten so much better. I think certainly it can continue to get better. And so that's why I applaud you for what you're doing. You know, not just for your son, but for others that suffer from the disease. But we've got, you know, I think now from a diet perspective, certainly makes a big difference. Understanding the importance of rest, recovery, makes a big difference. The way you train makes a big difference.
But even the hydration becomes a big issue. Stress, sleep. Yeah. It's funny, like everything that, you know, that you're talking about are a lot of the same things that doctors will tell him. Real simple stuff. Hey, get your rest. Hey, just drink an extra bottle of water. You know, just listen, monitor what you eat. And then insulin becomes, you know, less, you become less dependent on the insulin based on the way that you're, you know, taking care of your body.
Yeah. So very true.
Well, listen, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping Christian out, helping raise some money. Before you go, I got to ask this. You're around him all the time. You guys are hanging out, working on the TB12 method. Patriots training camp rolls around in July of 2020. Alex Guerrero, is Tom Brady there?
That's a great, I don't know, it's not July 2020.
I'm focused on today. Oh, it sounds like a Patriot.
I'm focused on today.
I know, you sound like Bill's been working with you on how to answer questions over here.
I'm just trying to get Tom ready for practice today. It's Thursday.
Greg, it's see, that, 2019. Everybody is brainwashed by everybody gives the Belichick answers. I mean, even you do.
What do you mean? When
you
do I
so
give a Belichick?
Wait, what do you mean? It comes on the show.
Here,
you get
let's
so
do
nervous.
This. Let's do this.
Why
let's
is living in reality a Bill Belichick
I don't know.
July 2020.
This guy. What the difference between sitting with Bill and sitting with Tom? I mean, come on.
Everybody already thinks I operate through a crystal ball. Voodoo medicine or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. What
I just
July
want your guess.
Like.
I mean, do you think he wants to play? You think he wants to play? You know he wants.
Yeah, he wants to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and there are also. I mean, speaking of Bill, there's so much made of so many different stories in your relationship with Bill. Yeah. I mean, what's that like?
It's great. I don't. You know, again, I laugh at those. It's been wonderful. You know, this is 21 years for me now going to the Patriots organization. And so, you know, I see Bill in the hallways. He gives me a high five. Like, he's great.
Is he pliable? Is Bill
he's
pliable?
Awesome. He's gotten treatment. So he's wonderful. He's been wonderful to me. I can't say enough good things about him, about, you know, Mr. Kraft, the whole Patriots organization. They've been very supportive.
So you're saying a lot of that stuff is just not accurate. Like, they've been really supportive of you.
Yeah, they've been great to me. I really couldn't say anything other than that. They really have. And you know, that is my reality. They've been good. And I appreciate them so much for allowing me to come in and be able to do what I do with their athletes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we're glad you came in.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
What timing? I was hoping this was going to happen.
What?
We reached 50,000 dollars. 480. Give me a high five.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
I mean,
you were just ending this thing. I was like, let me just refresh it.
Yeah. Nice.
Just
all right. Good. So you got to the 50.
Yeah. So I can go home now.
So you have to do. You have to. No, you have to do the 50 hours on the air.
Dunsky. There's a clause.
Every penny counts, Christian. You got to keep going.
Jeez, it's like 6 more hours.
Alex, great to see you.
Nice to
see you. I'll be over there to get Pliable a little later on.
Wonderful.
Over on Boylston Street, and we'll be right back.
Fourier's 25 for 25, raising funds for the American Diabetes Association.
Did you know that more than 30 million American adults and children have diabetes? That's 1 in 11 people, including 645,000 in Massachusetts alone.
For more information and to make a donation today, visit WEEI.com/25. Now back to the Greg Hill Show with Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Speaking of Bill, there's so much made of so many different stories in your relationship with Bill. Yeah. I mean, what's that like?
It's great. I laugh at those. It's been wonderful. You know, this is 21 years for me now going to the Patriots organization. And so, you know, I see Bill in the hallways. He gives me a high five. Like, he's great.
Is he Pliable?
He's awesome. He's gotten treatment. So he's wonderful. He's been wonderful to me. I can't say enough good things about him, about, you know, Mr. Kraft, the whole Patriots organization. They've been very supportive.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Great relationship. Everything,
wow.
Everything A-OK there. Patriots, Alex Guerrero, and great to have him in here during Christian's 25 for 25. Now, what did Christian decide? He's all done. He got the 50 grand.
Yep, gonzo.
Where did the guy go?
He's in the parking lot.
I mean, he's hijacked the whole morning show here with his fundraiser. Where is he?
This kills the whole event. If he doesn't go consecutive, it's off.
Yeah.
I know. We should go quick to a commercial, and then the whole thing will be ruined because he hasn't been on the air straight. He won't be on the air straight. He'll have to do it all over again.
Four more hours with Gilroy tonight after this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like if he doesn't make it back in, then it doesn't count. Like,
the whole thing's in jeopardy.
You know how you have to have the Guinness Book of World Record? People come when you're trying to set a Guinness Book of World Record.
Yep.
Like, I feel like if he's not able to, if he's not going to join us during this break, then it doesn't count.
That is huge news. Holy cow.
What?
I mean, shakes the foundation of the Boston sports media landscape.
What?
Bill Belichick has gotten treatment at TB12?
I know.
Holy crap.
That is very interesting, isn't it?
My God. And yesterday, we haven't played the sound today because of everything, but Belichick sat down with Zoe as part of his Patriots All Access, and he said that I'm going to be looking at this LSU-Alabama film from last weekend for years to come, for 3 years. Because he's going to be scouting players in that game, the freshman, for the next couple of years, basically saying he's going to play until 46 or 47, and Belichick's basically going to do an infomercial for TB12.
Gosh.
Well, I mean, I guess it would. I mean, it is surprising based on what has been reported that Bill has gone there for treatment. I mean, that flies in the face. That just shows you that an awful lot of the stuff that is speculated about is completely bogus and is not based on fact whatsoever.
Well, that was reporting. Like, the Wickersham piece described a collision course, right? Between Brady and Belichick, and in large part over Alex and his relationship and access and everything else.
But that's what Alex was telling you, that it's... Christian's back.
Hello, nice
by the way, bad news...
Up.
Bad news by not...
Thanks for seeing you. What is that about supposed to mean?
Bad news.
What is the bad news?
By not being here for the majority of this break, you have ruined your 25. You have to start. You have to start all over again.
Hold on.
You have to start.
Hold on. For the record, you need
Dunsky.
You need to ask Dale and Keefe. They will be here. They're here right now.
Yeah.
You have to ask Dale and Keefe. I did the cross for their show, so I actually banked about 10 minutes.
Hmm.
How about that? How about that, Danielle?
You can't take,
how about that?
You can't take 10 minutes from elsewhere. No, I mean, Curtis was saying that is big news that Bill Belichick has received treatment at TB12.
No,
you know, you probably knew it, but
no, I didn't actually. I mean, I just knew there wasn't this this, I don't know, riff that right. was like just reported so much. Even the Wickersham piece about they're on a collision course. It was just so over the top. I feel like everything's a teen movie. You know, like, yeah, you know, it's like everything's Romeo
it's
and Juliet.
Drama. Yeah, it's
like,
drama.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about how unbelievably generous the people here in New England are. The firefighter yeah. that passed away.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We got
mm-hmm.
two simultaneous benefits going on.
Yes,
yours
we do.
Being spontaneous, but
yeah.
need it. And
yeah.
I commend you for that because
yeah.
you can't wait on stuff like that.
Right.
You just have
yeah.
to act, you know. And then, you know, me doing my thing. And everybody is chipping in.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anywhere
no.
else. So when the drama comes around, I sit there and go, I don't know. Do I allow myself to get sucked into it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just kind of act like it doesn't exist?
Well, I mean, the two old ladies in the other room, Cannon and
oh, yeah.
Curtis, they want to believe that
Wilma and Ethel.
They want to believe that, you know, that they're imploding down there.
Which one's Wilma and which one's Ethel?
Everybody hates everybody.
I feel like a Wilma.
I think you're more of an Ethel.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like you're an Ethel.
No, Ken's Ethel.
Really?
Yeah.
Curtis,
Ken's Ethel.
Can we do a poll question on that?
Curtis is like, all right.
Fine.
Curtis is so defeated, he's just like, all right.
I don't think doing a poll question is very wise, including me right
call
now.
Call me
no.
whatever you want. I don't care.
So have you ever, did you ever meet him before? You met him, but
yeah,
you've
yeah,
never
yeah.
really sat
I've
down and chatted with him.
I've never
you kind of know everybody.
Huh?
It's kind of,
huh?
you kind
what
of
do
know.
Mean?
He's like, I don't, what does that mean?
What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Get it at all.
Well, I've been around for a long time. I mean, I knew you when you were a player, but.
I never I met mean, you were, when I was a player.
Yeah, you did. You chose to ignore me.
That's like, not true.
Were, yeah,
no,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
that's what Danielle says.
Time,
Danielle
you were a big
tells
timer.
The biggest lies about me.
You were a big
timer.
You were a big
timer. It's one big fat lie. I never big time anybody,
you were big
and you know that.
You're like Edelman. You're like Edelman is now.
He's not that
good. You're a big timer.
Oh, really?
Edelman's the worst.
Do I squint my eyes when I talk?
Edelman has become big time.
Oh, he thinks
he's
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, he thinks.
What do you mean?
he does kind of squint his eyes
squints.
Like Clint Eastwood.
He's like, yeah. He's like, we talking about Sal? You sod busted. What you talking about?
You going to throw one slant route my way or what?
New eyes. Who this?
18 times 2, buddy. That's a good number.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about the good old days.
Well, Edelman will be on the show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
This hour of Christian's 25 for 25. Is presented by Omnipod Insulin Management System. For this hour only, Omnipods is matching donations up to $1,000. If you'd like to donate, please visit weei.com/25. And Christian and you together have hit $50,000. Christian mentioned the Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser for the family of fallen Worcester firefighter Lieutenant Menard. I just want to... There's no possible way that I can thank everybody. We've hit $130,000 for that family over the last 24 hours. And it's just, like Christian said, it just shows you we are extremely lucky to live in a place like this where people step up
yes.
over and over and over and over again. So we will write, as you know, with the foundation, our mission is to be able to get a check to families immediately within hours when they need it. And so we'll write a check for we'll keep the fundraising going till noon today on the website at thegreghillfoundation.org. But we will be able to write a check for $130,000+ for that family, and they need it. And they're going to need everybody for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And, I cannot stop thinking about his bravery and what he did and that family thinking that they were going to be going to Disney and waking up to a completely different reality. Which
their
is
life is forever changed and,
yeah.
and just shattered.
And we owe our first responders and we owe those who serve in the military like our undying gratitude. I know you feel the same way, Christian. But
absolutely.
These men and women are willing to run into burning buildings to save our sorry asses and... we owe their families a lifetime of support. We owe it to them.
Yeah, you know, and I always get kind of uptight, you know, when people start throwing around the word courage, you
mm-hmm.
know, when it refers to
yeah.
things
like
that,
sports or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, that are yeah. just not quite as significant. You know, I told you about my dad, my entire family, all LAPD, LA County Sheriff Department, firefighters that just... I mean, that's what I grew up on. So I respect that part and I understand like what goes into it and the sacrifices that exist, you know, being part of that life.
Yeah.
So, man, I tell you what, line up and let's do something about it, you know?
There's Danielle was telling me there's another Christmas controversy going on.
Oh no.
It's not even Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yep.
But this one is going on locally.
Durham, New Hampshire. So they used to have the annual tree lighting ceremony.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Number one, it's been renamed Frost Fest. Number two,
can these people stop?
No, listen to. Listen
can
to.
They just like? Could they just leave us alone?
No.
Is that because Frozen's coming out?
Nope. No, listen to this. There are several factors to this story.
Okay.
The big thing was someone complained about the tree lighting ceremony.
One person.
So the tree lighting ceremony is out now. This I don't understand how this works. The tree lighting is gone. But Santa's still going to be there. However, he will not arrive in a town fire truck, as he has in the past. There are no wreaths on any of the lampposts in Durham. And this all goes back to a person that complained. We actually have sound from Sally Tobias, who is one of the town administrators, I believe.
Another private citizen that came forward and said that he had always had a problem with the Christmas tree, so as he called it. There were a couple of people, or maybe more than a couple of people, that did express some concern. Santa will be here, but he will not be arriving on a fire truck as usual. We will be lighting our tree, but it will not be, I don't believe there'll be a countdown and a big light. Now, I will state that trees and Santas and wreaths are not Christian. We'd like to hear what they think about it, how they would like to see it evolve a little differently, and how we could make it better.
Okay.
Honestly,
all right.
These people,
okay,
they can S it because it's one or two people complain, and then there's no longer a tree lighting ceremony that the whole town loves to go to.
Nope, gonzo.
Why? I mean, Durham, New Hampshire, is there any place that you would think of that's more Christmas than like Durham, New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm. You know that old Chevy Chase movie, The Great Outdoors?
Yeah.
I feel like that's Durham, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Like old yellow dog is running through the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like I hear you guys talk about this every single morning. And it's not the same story.
No.
It's a different story
every
single day.
Mm-hmm.
And when did it, Curtis always asks, when did it start happening? Like, when did people start turtling in the corner and giving in every time somebody complains? Like,
it's social media. It's the ease with which people, the layperson, can contact powerful people on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you had to actually write a letter with your name on it and send it somewhere.
Right.
Now you can, with the freedom of anonymity, do it whenever you want, and all it takes is somebody to have an axe to grind to get it to the right person, and you have power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that town administrator or somebody should have said no. Like, no, sorry. The majority of the people in the town would like to have a tree lighting ceremony. It doesn't have to be a Christmas tree. You could call it a holiday tree or call it a whatever you want, a winter tree. But we're going to light the thing because there's no religious connotation. There's no evil connotation. Like, I mean.
Well, you said something and you were very rational and practical about it. And I can't believe you missed it. Did you miss this right here, Danielle?
What?
I think you missed it. You said, why can't you just say no?
Yeah.
Why can't you just say no? Does it have to be yes all the time? My kids ask for so many different things, and someone's like, the answer's no.
Well, they say yes for nearly
every other
group that is, that has 10 people in it or is not the majority. So why can't they say no? Sorry, we're Durham, New Hampshire. We're not getting rid of the tree lighting. I feel like sending Stiz Grimy up there tomorrow to light a rogue tree on the town common at Durham, New Hampshire, and see what they do about it.
We have to have him dressed as a tree.
Are we on? We're on a station up there, Ken, aren't we? We're on a New Hampshire station.
Yes, we are. Several stations up there.
I feel
101.5 in Concord Lakes.
Look at you! They're spitting that out.
Yeah,
real
Ken
quick.
Knows the affiliates. Ken's the head of affiliate
like a program
relations.
Director.
And 93.5 in Keene, New Hampshire, one of the great towns. Nice. Keene.
That's where Dale got his start.
I thought Dale was in Maine.
I don't know. Aren't they the same?
No, they're not the same.
Don't they both live free or die?
No.
Yep.
Well, yes, but Well, they don't live free or die, obviously, when it comes to a Christmas tree. Hello, Ben. Hello, Ben?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Christian, doing a great job. I just wanted to say that little clip that you just played there from that lady, and she asked, how does that make you feel? And I want to tell her that it makes me feel like she sucks. She sucks with the holidays. Simply because, I mean, I'm Christian, and it is what it is. The wreaths, the lights, the trees, that's what makes it fun. She's taking fun out of it. Well, why would you want to do that? I don't understand.
Aren't there people who aren't even Christian who enjoy the celebration of Christmas?
Yes, of
or
course.
Enjoy the celebration of the holiday? Like, I mean,
I know plenty of people that aren't Christian or Catholic that celebrate Christmas.
I'm not Jewish. Yeah. I see a menorah. I get in like a holiday spirit thing.
Sure.
Speaking of Christian, I didn't want to forget this. Christian, I have a question for you.
Sure, brother. What's up?
The 4 o'clock hour yesterday that I listened to quite a bit, you mentioned something, about a marathon, and you were going to be running a verbal marathon.
Yes.
So I had to throw out an additional challenge to you. You know a marathon's 26.
Oh, I know.
So,
it's
happening. This is happening.
What do you think? You could do 26.
What's in it for me and the American Diabetes Association? Let's talk cheddar.
What's in it for you is the joy of all your listeners get to hear you an extra hour.
I think 25 hours is quite enough. Wouldn't you agree, Greg?
I think you should do it.
I'm already losing my voice. It's becoming a health issue.
You're not completing that verbal marathon.
Drink some water. You're just dehydrated.
Yeah, is that what it is? Damn. I'm going to eat some Pringles.
No, don't eat any more Pringles.
Pringles are the best.
Sodium.
One of the great former New England Patriot linebackers who retired recently. I don't think he's announced this publicly yet, but he's going to be running the Boston Marathon for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Nice.
Hold on, let me guess.
That's wonderful.
Hold on. You said retired?
Yes.
Nikovich.
Maybe. Do you think you could run a marathon?
No, I can't do it. Yeah. My ankles are almost fused, but Nikovich because he did hike up Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
My daughter's actually doing that in the winter.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I got some advice from him. He's the type of guy that would do, you know, he's fresh out, you know, looking for a challenge.
Yeah,
you
he's
going
to do it.
He's going to run. He's big, though.
I know.
Like, Nikovich has got these big old, you know, pork chop legs.
It's going to be tough. It's not going to be
I don't know. I'd rather ride next to him. Want to do that? Maybe you and I ride on a tandem bike. As like
you
a
and
coach,
I
and you just get on a megaphone.
I'll be at the front because of my T level.
By the way, you're stronger.
By the way, Dale from Northeast Men's Clinic.
Yes, sir.
Texted you your T level.
Oh, he did. Hold on. I keep my phone off. Hold on. Wait a second.
And he texted me mine.
Okay.
I'm at least 5 years older than you, but I'm told. I'm told I have the testosterone of a 29-year-old supermodel.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what mine
is? Yeah, what is yours? You go first.
Are you going to be honest?
How much can you bench?
Are you going to be honest?
I feel like I need to fact check the results.
Show Danielle.
All right, so will I. 429 is mine.
I'm 585.
Captain Topper. Come on. You didn't think that was going to happen, guys?
Shepard just called in and he says he's 721.
Yeah, of course. What an ass. You know what? Tell the Schefter, hey, I want to call in and talk about what a great job you're doing. Yeah, by the way, we raised $2 million.
I mean, all the water you're drinking still hasn't flushed the PEDs out of your system, obviously.
No, not yet. Not yet. They're clean.
They're still floating around.
Yeah,
in there.
I know, right?
A little growth hormone.
I'd like to get a little bit extra of that stuff. I just want some more. I'm surprised.
Some kind of sheep blood.
Some lamb fries?
Still floating around in there. Darn it. I thought I was going to beat him.
It's the deer velvet.
We got Sarah on right now. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Is it morning? I don't mean it's
up?
It's only yes, 9
it's
more, o'clock.
Yeah, it's only 9 o'clock, 9:15. Yes.
Hi,
up?
Sarah.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you, Christian, personally. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I just really want to thank you for raising funds and awareness and let you know how much all of us diabetics really appreciate you shedding a light and a voice on our daily struggles. And congratulations on doubling your goal. This is amazing.
How about that, right? I think we should go for 75?
Absolutely.
Should we go 25 for 75?
Yeah, I think you should.
Let's do it. Yeah. We got 4 hours of Dale.
In the 20, In the 25 hours, though, I think you've done more than enough. I think 25 hours is amazing. I can't believe
This is a plant call.
Plant call.
Wait, people aren't like, nice.
If he's going to get 75 grand, he's got to go 75 hours.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
I mean, that's what I used to do during the Rock for Change. I used to be on 3 days straight, 6 a.m. to midnight every single day.
You know what? That's you're as bad as Dale.
I'm Captain Topper.
As bad as Dale. Dale was like, 50 hours when I was 17 years old. It's like, what the hell, Schefter? I mean, Dale. I mean, Greg.
All right, we got to get to this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.